The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning is written in the book of Isaiah, 51st chapter, beginning at the first verse. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For Abraham was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, comfort all its waste places, and will make its wilderness like Eden, and its desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in Zion, thanksgiving and voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation. For a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for the light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will my army arm, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment. And those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will read responsively Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. When I called you, answer me. You increased my strength within me.
O all the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth.
They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high and cares for the lowly, perceiving the haughty from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me.
You will make good your purpose for me, O Lord. Your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
The second reading is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transferred by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many parts, and not all of the parts have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are parts of one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy, in proportion to faith. Ministry, in ministry. The teacher, in teaching. The exhorter, in exhortation. The giver, in generosity. The leader, in diligence. The compassionate, in cheerfulness. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for this day is according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the dominion of heaven, And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Lord. You may be seated. This time I invite the children forward for the children's Bible time. Good morning. How are you? Good. Well, I suppose you guys have heard that I'm going to be leaving Christ Lutheran. I won't be here to be the pastor anymore. And so I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about that because usually when somebody leaves, when somebody goes away, we say goodbye, right? We say goodbye. But goodbye sometimes makes us feel sad and maybe even a little anxious. But I take comfort in the fact that the word goodbye comes from, it's kind of like several words pushed together, words that are God be with you, or ye. That's why it's Y-E at the end. God be with ye. God be with you. So goodbye is not really like I'll never see you again. It means God be with you. God is going to go with you. And so, yes, we might still be sad, but we also know that in God there is a bigger plan for all of us and that we will eventually see each other again. In fact, we're going to have a hymn at the end of our service, God be with you till we meet again. Because Jesus promises us that this world is not all there is, that we have a future with him and with the people that we love. And so I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss our time together. But I wanted to have one last children's time with you guys. And how about if we say a prayer together? Can you help me? Say, Dear God, we thank you, you are with us. No matter where we go. We know life brings changes, but we know you are with us wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got stickers for you. Grace and peace to all of you from God our Father and Creator and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be patient with me. God isn't finished with me yet. That was a saying on a knickknack that my mother had hanging in our kitchen when I was a girl. This corny saying reflects a truth about all of God's children, you, me, this congregation, Peter, and the rest of the disciples. We are, all of us, works in progress. It is this work that makes life sometimes unpredictable, always interesting, and certainly at times difficult. The one constant that we can always cling to is God's love and care for the creation God made, God's help through the way forward, and God's mercy when we fall into pitfalls, even those pitfalls that might be of our own making. The Gospels tell us not of disciples who get everything perfect, but of disciples who mess up and misunderstand frequently the things that Jesus is teaching them. Today we hear Jesus giving his most famous disciple in this a new name. Finally, Peter rewarded. No longer Simon, son of Jonah, he is renamed Peter, which in the New Testament Greek of the original Bible language makes for a kind of pun, for the word for rock is Petra, while Peter is Petros. Petros is Petra, the rock, the foundation upon which Jesus builds his church. We say builds because we know Christ's church is still a work in progress in so many ways. The church is always growing, changing, under construction, searching for new, more nimble, more creative, more flexible ways of being God's people. Each time a new member is added to its roles, each time a person is baptized, each time a person departs the church fellowship, the church must prepare to be called to new and different ways, to do all in our power to support one another in our life in Christ. A life which St. Paul speaks of in our second reading for today is quite different than the life that we often find in the world around us. Paul writes, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Paul does not envision a people focused only on our own lives and our own interests. We are those people who trust that being in the right places at the right times, the places where God promises to be, God will transform. Our hope is not that our resolve will hold, but that God's resolve will hold. When I came to Christ Lutheran to serve as your pastor, I truly believe that I and you were then in the right place at the right time. And together we traveled this road of life and faith and church for 7.5 years, a respectable amount of time for all of us. God has transformed you, Christ Lutheran Church, and me and my family by our time together. One of my spiritual heroes of the faith is the modern writer Joan Chittister, who is a nun in the Order of Saint Benedict. I read her book about Benedict probably in the first year or so as your pastor. Benedict lived a long time ago, but only about 400 years after God in Christ walked this earth as Jesus. Benedict was disillusioned at that time with the church, and so he tried to get away from it and from the world. It was a world of empire marked by power, wealth, violence, aggression, not too much different than the time in which we are living. And so Benedict went away and tried to live in a cave. But other people heard of his special gifts in finding a way to live with God, so that he was then coerced to join and lead a community of like-minded followers of Jesus. Benedict encouraged a disciplined approach to community life, to work, to study and prayer. Some, though, thought his methods too difficult and so tried to poison his wine. Servants of Christ are often faced with such hostility. Benedict was onto it, though. He made the sign of the cross over the jug of wine. He smashed it on the ground, forgave them for what they had done, and then moved on to found a number of monasteries. Benedict eventually put his ideas about how to better know God down on paper, and so created the Rule of Saint Benedict. And it begins with these words: "Listen carefully, my child, to my instructions, and attend to them with the ear of your heart." After just a few moments of reading Benedict's rule and Sister Joan's reflection upon the rule, one feels that she or he has, in a sense, time traveled back to that cave on the cliffs overlooking the sea to listen to the voice of a fellow traveler whose wisdom draws one closer to a place where God can have at us and transform us. Jesus tells Peter that his confession that Jesus is the Christ comes not from flesh or blood, but is revealed by spiritual things. The spiritual life has often been compared to bird watching, although bird watching is something of a misleading term. Watching and looking is not the primary skill necessary for seeing birds, but rather it is listening that leads the eyes to see that solitary magnolia warbler or indigo bunting or blue jay or cardinal or robin. The spiritual life, as Benedict imagines it, is like this. Listen carefully with the ear of your heart, and God stands ready to show you the way. In the upcoming days, weeks, and months following my departure, I urge you to listen with your heart to what God is doing with you and with Christ Lutheran Church. I am blessed to be able to do the same, to be able to reflect in the next 2 months on myself as a child of God and as a wife, mother, daughter, sister, and friend. I will take a hiatus from preaching and spend the time in prayerful discernment of what the next step God is calling me to, trusting that I and you are works in progress, that God isn't finished with us yet. The call to follow the Christ, the Son of the living God, is a call to look outward toward others and toward God. Only then can we know what it means to be fully alive. It is not that God's church has a mission, but that God's mission has a church. And we are that church, the body of Christ, no matter where our lives take us. The church in bricks and stone and wood tells this story and invites all who would be Christians to continue this story, so that at the end of the day we will be sent away from this place so that we might turn our lives toward others and toward God. To complete the work we begin here, in actual fact, all of us must return to the world beyond our doors. We are to live with other people and love them just as we are to live with God and to be loved by God. God's mission has a church. Christ's church can be a foundation with no other living stones than those he names, and with no other cornerstone and chief builder than Christ himself. We constantly relive this gospel story as we say to Jesus, "You are the Christ." So he says to us, to each of us, "You too are Peter. You too are a rock, and with you also I am building my church." What happened to Peter continues and includes us. And so I give thanks to God for the ways Christ Lutheran Church poured out yourselves, for the sake of others, for the fellowship we have all shared during our time together. I give thanks for the pastoral acts I was privileged to perform for your families, for the lives of those whom I baptized, taught, buried, fed, forgave. I ask for your fervent prayers and promise the same for you as we part ways. And I give thanks that God is patient, that God isn't finished with us yet, and that we are named. We are named Rock, part of Christ's church, and we are named Servant, Gift to the World. And in that way, we are named as Christ's own forever. Thanks be to God, whose alone is the glory. Amen. I invite the congregation to rise as living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Generous, compassionate God, we gather before you to pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our rock, provide a strong foundation for your church on earth. United in joyful praise, service, and mission, Lord, in your mercy. You make deserts into gardens and the wilderness into Eden. Restore the clean and pleasant beauty of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. The light of justice on the nations. Deliver us quickly from evil. Protect the defenseless and bring peace to warring lands. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. You renew our minds and transform our bodies. Wait with all who seek a cure or long for relief from chronic pain. Bring comfort and healing to all who suffer illness in spirit, mind, or body, especially Delma, Ruth, the grieving family and friends of Vera, and any others, known or unknown. Lord, in your mercy, you give gifts to all. Build up this assembly. Increase our generosity, compassion, and cheerfulness. Lift up from among us prophets, ministers, teachers, and diligent leaders. Lord, in your mercy, you give life and celebration to your people. Bless those celebrating anniversaries or birthdays this upcoming week. Elaine, Julie, Kelsey, Bob, Ethan, Tyler, John and Stephanie, Farron and Laura, Ken and Edna, and Harold and Kim. Lord, in your mercy. Your salvation lasts forever. Console us here on earth until we join all who praise you without end. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we place all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in the mercy of Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We share Christ's peace with one another. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. And Greg and Carl.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Pastor Susan, Greg, and Carl, as you leave Christ Lutheran Church, we wish to bid you farewell. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness covered the waters, and God's Spirit moved over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and it was good. God proceeded with his creation, creating all things, visible and invisible, according to his will. And his final act of creation, God created man in his own image, male and female, setting them above all other creations of his earth, and blessing them above all the rest of his creation, forming them from the dust and blessing them. And God looked back at what he had created, and all that he had created was very good. Throughout our days, we have grown, and at our beginnings, God was with us. At our beginnings, and God has directed us and protected us from our beginnings, bringing us to this day. And God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for us. In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. When you came to Christ Lutheran Church, we rejoiced to welcome you into the mission we share as people of God. In this community of faith, you have come to know and to share in God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Pastor Susan, Greg, Kelly, and shared with them. As they have been a blessing to us, so now send them forth to be a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, bless us and direct our days and our deeds in peace. Amen.
He said he was going to
speak as long as one of my sermons, so I think you got a break there. I invite you to rise for the blessing. May God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of faith and hope. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.